Can you people hear me? So I am going to do the second part of unit 1, unit 1E, okay? So I had uploaded the audio for unit 1EA, all right. So what we were looking at over there was, or maybe I'll repeat it to begin with. Can you hear me? Please put your mics off and what do you call your video also off. But anyway, if you want to speak, you can. That's all. So we have to start, like I said, with the block functions. And before we go into the block functions, we have to see first the free electron model. Now, the free electron model is not there in your syllabus directly. However, if you do not understand this, you cannot understand what is going on over there also in the block functions. So before we go there, we have to first look at what we consider as the wave nature of electrons in a crystal. So generally apan classical terms mein baat karte hain to electrons ko khali ek particle maan lete hain jo ek charge ko carry kar rahe aur is wajah se apne ko इसका जो भी इफेक्ट्स है वो दिखता है, लाइक इट कैन कंडक्ट इलेक्ट्रिसिटी, इट कैन कंडक्ट हीट एक्सेट्रा. ये सब जो प्रॉपर्टीज़ है, वी क्लासिकली या ट्रेडिशनली वी कैन एक्सप्लेन दीज बाय जस्ट अज्यूमिंग दैट द इलेक्ट्रॉन इज अ पार्टिकल, जस्ट सिंपली दैट इट कैरीज अ चार्ज. मगर इस केस में वी हैव टू लुक अ लिटिल मोर केयरफुली एंड we cannot explain so many things using this simple model. तो उसके लिए वेव नेचर ऑफ फ्री इलेक्ट्रॉन्स को कंसिडर करना चाहिए. सो वॉट इज दिस वेव इलेक्ट्रॉन वेव फंक्शन, लेट अस सी. सो या वन मिनट, आई थिंक somebody इज ज्वाइनिंग द क्लास. सो या सो राइट नाउ if you look at the wave function, if you remember this if you remember the de Broglie hypothesis, to agar light ka nature agar dekha jaye, uske pehle thoda sa kar leti hu. Light ka nature agar dekhte hain, then what you see is that in the beginning Newton had assume that light is a particle or it has a particle nature. On the other hand, when we discovered or the properties of diffraction and interference, when these were discovered, then it was not enough to just consider the particle nature, and you had to consider also the wave nature of this, because waves are capable of interfering or diffracting. So reflection or transmittance वगैरह बहुत मुश्किल से भले ही, लेकिन the particle nature of light से आप explain कर पा रहे थे. So then came the photoelectric effect. अब जब photoelectric effect discover किया, तो उस केस में प्योरली वेव नेचर ऑफ लाइट को यूज़ करके इसको एक्सप्लेन नहीं कर पाए. एंड देयर आइंस्टाइन मेड यूज ऑफ द न्यूली इंट्रोड्यूस्ड थियरी ऑफ क्वांटम मैकेनिक्स विच वॉज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड बाय मैक्स प्लैंक एंड वेरी सक्सेसफुली शोड द हाउ वेव्स कैन ऑल्सो शो और रादर लाइट कैन शो पार्टिकल लाइक नेचर टू एक्सप्लेन दिस. So similarly, in the de Broglie hypothesis, de Broglie ने ये सोचा अगर waves को particle nature हो सकता है तो उल्टा भी हो सकता है कि particles को wave nature भी exhibit करने का it can do that. So accordingly, you have the de Broglie waves, and you know that the lambda for a particle of a momentum p is given by h upon p. So anyway. So if we come to the free electron model, we'll see. See, I would suggest you people, 5 minutes ke andar aap log kar lo, aur nahi to fir mushkil ho jayega, right? I can't go on doing this, yeah, admitting people. So according to the free electron model, the most weakly bound electrons in a constituent atom are able to freely move throughout the material. Now, free is tarike se hai. Whenever you say in physics a particle is free, it means there is no force acting on it. So there is no potential, and so it whatever energy it has is only because of the kinetic energy. So here, when we say it is a free electron, it only means that it is very weakly bound, and we'll see more on this. Now, what are these ions? So if you remember, we in a crystal, we arrange some points in space. A regular arrangement is there depending on the geometry or the symmetry. Or in points ko jo apan lattice kehte hai, udhar bases jo ki atoms hai rakhte hai. Now it cannot remain in the atomic form, kyunki agar koi bhi binding hai, after all you are talking about a solid. Solid banne ke liye binding to acha hona chahiye. To ye binding process, any chemical molecular formation process, burning, is type ki koi bhi reactions ho, in fact about more than 9 sorry, can you, I didn't hear that, kya bola, ye display nahi dikh raha kya? So if you look at the yeah, so atoms cannot stay as atoms, neutral atoms. They have to, there has to be some transaction of electrons, to give and take. So if it's a complete give and take, you have ionic type of bonds. If it is a sharing, aapko covalent type of bonds hai. Jo bhi hai, jo apan ye 90% phenomena, jo familiar day-to-day phenomena dekhte hai, usme nucleus ka direct role nahi hai, it is only the electrons. So essentially, jo udhar lattice points pe baithe hai, ये तो आयंस होता है और दे आर नॉट न्यूक्लियाई, आई मीन दे आर नॉट न्यूक्लियाई एज सच, नॉर आर दे न्यूट्रल एटम्स. सो आउटर मोस्ट इलेक्ट्रॉन्स जो है, जो वैलेंस इलेक्ट्रॉन्स कहते हैं अपन, यही पार्टिसिपेट करते हैं इस टाइप के एक्सचेंज में. एंड सो इलेक्ट्रॉन रिमूव होता है या शेयर होता है, जो बाकी जो रहते हैं दीज आर आयंस, एंड दे टाइटली बाइंड द रेस्ट ऑफ द इलेक्ट्रॉन्स एंड कीप. Now the role of the nucleus over here is up, jahan tak apni baat hai, we only look at the role of the nucleus in as much ki wo nucleus jo hai electrons ko kisi particular orbit ya energy level mein pakad ke rakhte hain. So the total energy, now when you say it is a free electron, now remember it is not strictly free, it is very weakly bound, and for this reason you can consider this to be free. That is all. So here the total energy is characterized only by the kinetic energy, and the potential energy can be neglected since it is assumed to be completely uniform, and therefore it does not affect the change of the it does not affect the energy of the electron, or it does not change the energy of the electron. Now why is that? See, agar aapka ek uniform potential hai, theek hai, potential ka kya role hai? If there is a gradient of the potential, then you have a force acting, because the relationship between force and potential is that the force is equal to the negative gradient of the potential. For example, agar do charged particles q1 q2 hai, iske beech ke electrostatic potential kya hai? It is proportional to q1 multiplied by q2 and inversely proportional to r, minus q1 q2 upon r, cgs units lo to SI hai to 1 by 4 pi epsilon 0, never mind that. It is actually minus Q1 Q2 upon R. Isko agar with respect to R differentiate karenge, kya milega aapko? Plus Q1 Q2 upon R square. Aur ye hai aapka Coulomb force. So the differential in the case of a single dimension or in three dimension, the gradient of the potential will give you the force. Ab force lagate to kya ho jata hai? अगर कोई मूविंग पार्टिकल पर फोर्स लगता है तो योर न्यूटनियन मैकेनिक्स टेल्स यू द फोर्स विल इंड्यूस एन एक्सेलरेशन. और एक्सेलरेशन से क्या होता है, ये व्हाट यू कॉल द वेलोसिटी विल चेंज. नाउ हियर इफ यू कंसीडर द काइनेटिक एनर्जी, इट लेट अस से सिंपल केस में हाफ एम वी स्क्वायर समझ ले, अगर वेलोसिटी चेंज होता है तो एनर्जी भी चेंज होता है. बट इस केस में क्योंकि अपन यूनिफॉर्म पोटेंशियल को मान रहे हैं तो देर इज़ नो चेंज इन दी एनर्जी. सो दीज इलेक्ट्रॉन्स आर कॉल्ड कंडक्शन इलेक्ट्रॉन्स इन मेटल्स, जो ऑलमोस्ट फ्री है और इस वजह से दे आर फ्री टू मूव अलॉन्ग द मटीरियल एंड दे आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर द इलेक्ट्रिकल कंडक्टिविटी विच वी ऑब्जर्व इन मेटल्स. Now you know that generally metals are good conductors of electricity, and because they are good conductors of electricity, most good conductors of electricity are also good conductors of heat. But here, तो अभी तो क्या किया है, क्लासिकल मॉडल से आपने एक छोटा सा एक you made a small change by looking incorporating a little bit of quantum mechanics in it and considered the nearly free electron model. But even in metals, this model does not explain. It explains some things which your classical model could not. However, it cannot explain things like paramagnetic susceptibility of conduction electrons. कि ये conduction electrons जो है इनका कुछ, you know that every material is magnetic, but and so the susceptibility which is observed in conduction electrons cannot be explained. हीट कैपेसिटी जो कैलकुलेटेड वैल्यूज है वो नहीं मिल सकता है. फिर देर इज़ अ कंसेप्ट ऑफ एक्सट्रीमली लॉन्ग इलेक्ट्रॉनिक फ्री पाथ्स. सी मेटल्स आर गुड कंडक्टर्स, दैट मीन्स इलेक्ट्रॉन्स जब मूव करने शुरू करते हैं इनके फ्री पाथ जो है काफ़ी लंबा होता है. वॉट इज़ अ फ्री पाथ? द डिस्टेंस इट कैन मूव बिफोर इट गेट्स स्कैटर्ड. तो ये थोड़ा सा एक्सप्लेन करना मुश्किल हो था, और इनफैक्ट यू कैनॉट एक्सप्लेन दीज इफेक्ट्स बाय द सिंपल क्वांटम मॉडल. एंड आई एम सॉरी द या वी वर नॉट लुकिंग एट मैटर वेव्स, वी वर लुकिंग एट ओनली द क्लासिकल मॉडल. सो टू एक्सप्लेन दीज इफेक्ट्स द क्वांटम मैकेनिक्स द क्वांटम मैकेनिकल एस्पेक्ट्स हैव टू बी इन्वोक्ड एंड यू इंट्रोड्यूस द कंसेप्ट ऑफ मैटर वेव्स. सो लैटिसेस हैव अ पीरियोडिक स्ट्रक्चर. तो इस वजह से क्या है, मैटर वेव्स जो है प्रोपेगेट कर सकते हैं फ्रीली इन अ पीरियोडिक स्ट्रक्चर. ओके, एंड एंड सो इन दिस मॉडल वी कंसिडर द वेव नेचर ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉन्स. सो अगर कोई भी वेव है, यू कैन थिंक ऑफ अ वेव फंक्शन. नाउ इफ़ यू लुक एट मैकेनिकल वेव्स, अगर आप एक रस्सी लेके ऐसे उसको ऊपर नीचे कर देते हैं, इट डज़ अ पीरियोडिक मोशन. और उस केस में क्या है, एक्चुअली देर इज़ अ डिस्प्लेसमेंट ऑफ द पार्टिकल अप एंड डाउन. ओके, एंड दिस डिस्प्लेसमेंट इज प्रोपगेटेड एंड यू हैव वॉट इज कॉल्ड अ वेव. नाउ द पार्टिकल डजन प्रोपगेट इन द डायरेक्शन ऑफ द वेव, इट ओनली मूव्स इन अलॉन्ग अ मीन पोजिशन in our case. But so we talk about the amplitude and such things. Now when you talk about matter waves, what is the thing which is actually changing, and that is what we call as a wave function. Apne aap mein ye wave function jo generally psi se represent hota hai, iska apan direct koi meaning nahi bol sakte. We cannot say what psi is. However, we can say what psi, what is the effect of psi star psi or psi square essentially. Now psi star psi represents the probability of finding the electron at that particular position at that given time, at a particular time. So now psi star isliye likhte hai because psi in general is a complex function. So directly psi square lenge to you'll get a exponential decay type of function, but and so you take this complex conjugate and then multiply it with itself. Now this is then used in the Schrodinger equation, and in quantum mechanics the role of the Schrodinger equation is the same as the role of Newton's laws of motion and law of conservation of energy, which we have already seen in classical mechanics. So Newton's laws of motion, in fact the second law, from the first law and the third law are just the special cases of the second law. Or usse apan kya karte hain, वी प्रेडिक्ट द आउटकम्स ऑफ अ डायनेमिक सिस्टम. मतलब अगर कोई सिस्टम है उसके ऊपर कई तरह के फोर्सेस एक्ट करता है और उस वजह से ये सिस्टम में कुछ चेंजेस आता है. सो वी इनफैक्ट लुक एट द मोमेंट, एंड सो यू नीड टू नो कि किसी टाइप का फोर्स एक्ट होता है तो इसका रिजल्ट क्या होता है, एंड दैट आउटकम द फ्यूचर आउटकम कैन बी प्रेडिक्टेड क्लासिकली यूजिंग न्यूटन्स लॉज ऑफ मोशन. लेकिन क्वांटम मैकेनिक्स में ये जो श्रोडिंगर्स इक्वेशन जो है दैट डजंट प्रेडिक्ट इन द सेंस लाइक इन क्लासिकल मैकेनिक्स इन एब्सोल्यूट टर्म्स. सी क्लासिकल मैकेनिक्स में टर्मिनल वेलोसिटी आपने कैलकुलेट किया है, फोर्स कैलकुलेट किया है, इक्वेशंस ऑफ मोशंस किया है ना, उधर जो सॉल्व करके आपको जो मिलता है दैट इज़ एन एग्जैक्ट नंबर. ओके, बट हियर इन क्वांटम मैकेनिक्स यू कैन नॉट टॉक अबाउट अ डेफिनेट आउटकम. You can only talk about the probabilities of outcomes. Now this is because of the uncertainty which is inbuilt into quantum mechanics. तो आपको पता है कि ये बहुत पहले से ही सीखा है. अगर कोई पार्टिकल है जिसका मोमेंटम p है, ओके, नाउ सपोज इट हैज़ अ मोमेंटम p एंड द पोजिशन इज x, यू कैन नॉट डिटर्मिन बोथ p एंड x एग्जैक्टली. ओके, so delta p delta x, that means the uncertainty in the momentum and the position, at best you can, you, what you can do is h cross by 2 pi, h cross by 2 or h by 2 pi. So here in this case, and similarly for energy and time and so on, we have seen that. So because of this uncertainty you can talk about probabilities. However, we are not looking at one single electron. We are looking at a large number of electrons. So, any probability wale scenario mein, you have to take a large ensemble. Baki statistics does not work. Theek hai? Agar, as an example, main batau, agar kisi ne koi, suppose, ek school shuru kiya hai, aur uspe kul mila ke do bache hi admit hua hai. So, if two children have been admitted, and one passes and the other fails, you will say that the pass rate is 50%, that is not very meaningful. Okay, let us say one child is there and that child passes, you will say 100% pass rate. Yes, mathematically you can calculate that, but it doesn't have any meaning. So you have to talk about a large database. To fir ye jo probability hai, jo probability se apne ko jo milta hai numbers, they make some sense. So it is with quantum mechanics. So on slide 5, there is a figure here, and this is a very simple this is for a simple one-dimensional crystal. So remember, there is no true one-dimensional crystal. The crystals usually are, even for approximate purposes, we talk about three dimensions, and that is the general case. But abhi yahan apan ek सिंगल लाइन में अरेंज किया हुआ क्रिस्टल का सिस्टम ले लेते हैं, और जो इसका लाइन ऑफ अरेंजमेंट है वी टेक दैट टू बी अबाउट द एक्स एक्सिस. सो दैट इज व्हाट इज गिवन इन द फिगर. सो द लेंथ ऑफ द क्रिस्टल इज ए, दैट इज योर लैटिस पैरामीटर ओवर हियर. तो यहाँ तो एक ही डायमेंशन में, मतलब दो आयंस के बीच की दूरी ही की बात हो रहा है. सो द पोटेंशियल एनर्जी everywhere within this crystal is assumed to be constant and equal to zero. So we have seen already, we in the free electron model apan kya kehte hai ki it is characterized only by its kinetic energy as long as it is within the crystal, kyunki usko ek even type ka potential dikhta hai, aur any potential which is constant can be set to be equal to zero. All right, you can set that value to be zero, because actually you take the differential of that is what is interesting, the force. So whether it is a constant or it is zero, you are going to get zero, and that is what we have assumed. Now in this model we assume that the ions or the nuclei play no role in deciding the moment of the electrons. So nuclei or ions actually are there only to keep some sort of a check, a binding on that. Other than that, ye apne aap ko it doesn't make itself felt. So they have no role in deciding the moment of the electrons. Binding, yes. Lekin jo electrons free hai move karne ke liye, ye effect nahi hota hai ion se. Ye apan maan ke chalte hai is model mein. Now, at the two ends of the crystal, you have extremely high potential energy barrier. And, right. So this is equal to infinity at the boundaries. So you are talking about a well, a kuwa type of thing. Kuwa ka jo diwar hai, they are infinite. So you cannot cross over it. Okay? And this happens at x is equal to 0 and again at x is equal to a. So the electron is free to move only within these boundaries, and as long as it sticks to those boundaries, it does not feel any force or a potential. velocity does not, or the speed does not change. So this prevents the electron from leaving the crystal. Okay? So it cannot cross this infinite potential barrier. So यही चीज़ जो है can be written down as, if you consider the potential to be a function of only distance, that is V is V of x, it is given by V of x is equal to some V0, we don't care about that, for all values of x outside the boundaries. That means x being equal to or less than 0, that is to the left of x is equal to 0, and also for x greater than or equal to a, that is to the right. Okay, and in between that, it is V of x is 0. So it cannot have the value exactly equal to 0 or exactly equal to a, because that is a boundary over there. So between these you have V of x is equal to 0, and accordingly you can write a Schrödinger equation for an electron mass m, which is given by that expression 1 over there. So right, simply the kinetic and the potential energies and so on. So we'll not worry about this. You don't have to learn the exact form of this also, because this is not a part of your syllabus directly, but you need to understand this. So the thing is, we know that the electron has a wave nature inside that, or at least that is what we presume. Wave nature ka matlab hai koi periodic function uska hota hai. So psi of x, let us write psi of x to be a sin kx plus b cos kx. Okay, so it can be a sine or a cosine function, simply because remember, in your harmonic oscillator potential we write y is equal to a sin omega t and so on. So here you can write this as a periodic function. Now here the periodicity is directly, we are not examining with respect to time, we are looking with respect to the displacement. So the way the atoms are arranged, that is a periodicity we are looking over here. So psi of x can be written as a sin kx plus b cos kx. A and b are two arbitrary constants, and to determine this, what they are, you can apply, or you have to apply the boundary conditions. So here we consider an electron which is bound inside a crystal of a length of, which has a length a. And so the electron has to, the electron wave function psi has to satisfy two boundary conditions simultaneously at the same time. So on slide number 8, this equation 2 has been rewritten. That is the solution we have assumed. Now put the first boundary condition. If you put the first boundary condition, that is at psi is equal to 0, psi is equal to 0 at x is equal to 0. So in equation 2, x is equal to 0 immediately makes sin kx to be equal to 0. So bacha hua term kya hai? B cos kx. And on the left hand side, we know at x is equal to 0, psi of x has to go to 0. So this means B cos kx is equal to 0. Now cos 0 is 1. So this means the only way this condition is satisfied is if B is also equal to 0. That means the constant B is 0. So actual solution is now simply psi of x is a sin kx. And in any case, you can see this will be there when you look at the figure. Okay. Now the second boundary condition is, again, at the other boundary, that is at x is equal to a, psi is equal to 0. So in equation 2, you will see that this means that sin ka is equal to 0, because already b is 0, bacha hua a ki term hai. LHS mein aapko 0 mila hai. Now, a sin kx being equal to 0, ओके, ए कैनॉट बी जीरो. इफ ए इज जीरो देन वेल कुछ बचता ही नहीं है, तो दैट मीन्स साई ऑफ एक्स इज ऑलवेज जीरो. नाउ इलेक्ट्रॉन कहीं तो है, क्योंकि साई स्क्वायर साई या साई स्टार साई गिव्स यू द प्रोबेबिलिटी ऑफ फाइंडिंग द इलेक्ट्रॉन. अगर वो खुद ही तो जीरो है, इसका मतलब है कि इलेक्ट्रॉन ही नहीं एग्जिस्ट कर रहे, तो ये पूरा डिस्कशन करने की ज़रूरत ही नहीं है. लेकिन इलेक्ट्रॉन है, सो ए कैनॉट बी जीरो. सो इफ ए कैनॉट बी जीरो देन वॉट कैन बी जीरो? साइन के एक्स कैन गो टू जीरो. नाउ एक्स हियर इज ए, सो साइन के ए इज इक्वल टू जीरो. साइन ऑफ साइन जीरो इज जीरो, साइन पाई इज जीरो, साइन टू पाई इज जीरो, एंड सो ऑन. सो इफ इन जनरल वी राइट साइन के ए इज इक्वल टू जीरो, इट मीन्स दैट साइन के ए इज इक्वल टू एन पाई. और साइन के ए इज इक्वल टू जीरो और के ए इज इक्वल टू एन पाई, एंड देयर फॉर के इज इक्वल टू एन पाई अपॉन ए. नाउ एन हियर इज एन इंटीजर इक्वल टू 1, 2, 3 एक्सेट्रा. अगेन एन के नॉट बी इक्वल टू जीरो बिकॉज वो ट्रिवियल सिचुएशन हो जाता है. सो वी हैव सीन इन स्लाइड नंबर 4 साई स्टार साई डिस्क्राइब्स द प्रोबेबिलिटी, एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन दिस वाई साई कैनॉट बी जीरो एवरीवेयर विद इन द बॉक्स. इनसाइड द बॉक्स साई कैनॉट बी जीरो, इट कैन ओनली बी जीरो एट द बाउंड्रीज. नाउ इफ यू लुक एट स्लाइड नंबर 11, यू कैन सी See, your solution was that cos term is not there, and that cannot be there also, because if you look at this thing here, what does it say? The value of psi has to go to 0 at x is equal to 0 and x is equal to a. So in the top figure, the plot is for n is equal to 1, which shows one trough, and n is equal to 2, which shows two troughs. And the y-axis is not v of x in this case. Y of x mein kya plot kiya hai? The probability of finding the electron as you proceed along x. So that is zero at the boundaries and outside, but it is not zero within. So in the same slide, in the lower figure, the wave function for n is equal to 10 has been, or not wave function, psi square psi for n is equal to 10 has been plotted. So you can count 10 troughs over there, and so on. So in general, you can write this solution for values of x lying between 0 and a is psi of n is given by a sine n pi x upon a. Now see, you can see here, the moment you put in some n something, it means you're talking about chopped sort of a thing, okay? Continuous values nahi ho sakta, because we have already said n is an integer. So n can be 1, it cannot be 1.2, 1.5 or something, right? After n, the only allowed 1, the only allowed value is directly you have to jump to 2, and 2 ke baad 3, and so on. So for each value of n, you can think about a corresponding quantum state psi n, which has an energy En. In other words, the electron cannot have any value of energy, and the energies are quantized. So we expect this because that is the nature of any quantum mechanical system. You have discrete values for the observables. You can't have all sorts of values. You will have discrete values, unlike in the case of a classical system where there is no such restriction. But you must have heard about the correspondence principle, Bohr's correspondence principle. Now what that says is, if your n is large enough, let me jump a little ahead. आपको याद है इलेक्ट्रॉन मॉडल में अपन एनर्जी लेवल्स या एनर्जी वो क्या है शेल्स की बात करते हैं. तो इनिशियली जो न्यूक्लियस के पास है और उसके नेक्स्ट जस्ट अबाउट दैट वो है, उसके गैप जो है लार्ज होता है, और जैसे जैसे n का वैल्यू बढ़ता है तो गैप जो है प्रोग्रेसिवली कम होता जाता है, right? So this is what we have seen. Now for extremely large value of n, let us say n is equal to something like 50, 100, 1000, etc., ye levels itne pass ho jata hai ki it looks like a continuum, okay? Similarly for the atomic spectra and molecular spectra, atomic spectra mein, which you have seen, aap sodium lines dekho, aapka mercury, even the mercury lines later on, it comes into a continuum. You can see discrete lines, and thereafter, but in molecules you see bands, kyunki itne close lying hai, it looks like a continuum. So this is the Bohr's correspondence principle, that is, any if for very large number of n, if the classical mechanical approach to for a measurement will give the same value as a quantum approach, but if n is fairly small, then you have to look at the discrete nature of which is brought in by the by quantum mechanics. Inherently it is there. Okay, now let us just quickly examine ye en ka kya expression hoga. So consider this equation again over here. Now we have looked at the solution, which is psi n a sin n pi x upon a. B is 0, so we will not consider the second term. So abhi equation 1 mein first term is d square psi x upon dx square. So take the first differential, you will get this to be equal to minus a cos n pi x upon a into n pi upon a. Take the second differential, you will get d square psi x upon dx square is equal to minus a n pi upon a n pi a upon a sine n pi x upon a. Now put this back. So you have psi square psi, d square psi upon dx square and of course psi of x. Now if you get the put it back, you get this sort of an expression, minus a n pi upon a n pi upon a sine n pi x upon a plus 8 pi square m by square en a sine n pi x upon a. Now what we have to do is find out en, and on the right hand side this is you get it is equal to 0. So if you look at these, the first and the second term, you have a common term sine n pi x upon a, or rather a sine n pi x upon a. We have seen a cannot be 0, sine n pi x upon a also cannot be 0 for values of x in between the boundaries. So what is 0 are the remaining terms, the coefficients of a sine n pi x upon a, which is minus n square pi square upon a square plus 8 pi square m upon h square en, or en is equal to that expression n square pi square upon a square into h square upon 8 pi square m, which is simply h square n square upon 8 ma square, m being the mass of the electron. So for n is equal to 1, you will get the energy of the lowest possible energy. Okay, and so E1 is h square upon 8 ma square. Now if you look at this, then for any higher value, you just have to multiply the value of the lowest possible energy state by the corresponding n square. So any En is given by n square into E1. So what you have is a number of energy levels, okay, with which are multiples, or in fact square of n square multiplied by the smallest value of E1. Okay, now this E1 will change. See, look at this E1 ke expression mein agar aap dekho, 8 m and h, they are constant, lekin a ke hisab se E1 will change, is different for different crystals. Okay, so now we come to actually the Bloch theorem, the Bloch functions and the Bloch theorem. So the free electron model which we have considered explains the phenomena such as electrical conductivity, thermionic emission, etc., jo ki classical model kar nahi pa rahe the. However, it still cannot explain why some conductors are materials act as good conductors. We know that in general, based on the electrical conductivity, you can divide materials into good electrical conductors, semiconductors which have conductivities lying between that of metals and insulators. So nearly all metals are good electrical conductors. Semiconductors, you have silicon, germanium, etc. And then you have the insulators which do not conduct electricity under normal conditions. So why this is so cannot be explained by the free electron model. And what is the flaw with this? Because we have just made one step there. What we have assumed is the electron moves in an infinite square well potential. Matlab the bottom is flat, it is a square. So the bottom of a square is a flat or a rectangle, if you like it better. So what happens is, फ्लैट का मतलब है इलेक्ट्रॉन को एक पॉइंट से दूसरे पॉइंट पे जाने पर कोई फर्क नहीं नजर आता है. सो इट सीज द सेम और जीरो पोटेंशियल फ्रॉम द बिगनिंग ऑफ वन बाउंड्री टू द एंड ऑफ द अदर बाउंड्री. दिस इज नॉट रियली ट्रू बिकॉज उधर वाई डू वी से दैट इट सीज अ कॉन्स्टेंट पोटेंशियल बिकॉज वी हैव अज्यूम्ड जो आयन्स या न्यूक्लियाई है इनका कोई रोल ही नहीं है. बट दैट इज नॉट ट्रू बिकॉज the role of ions were neglected in the free electron model. But actually speaking, you come to slide number 16. If you look at the bottom, there are small dimples. Jahan bhi ye electron jaake baithta hai, it creates a dimple. See, imagine, for example, aap something soft like aata gun ke rakha hai. Aur beech beech mein aapne, you put some marbles, goti or something. Wahan it will create a small little well, hai na, ek dimple banayega. But if you look from far, it looks to be almost flat. That is what is happening over here. So this figure in on slide 16 shows the same one-dimensional crystal, except here we have shown here three nuclei or the three ionized atoms, which we call as the positive ions, sitting at regular distances of A. Kyunki ye single line lattice liya hai, jisme दो लैटिस पॉइंट्स के दूरी ए माना गया है. ठीक है. सो यू कैन सी इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग फ्लैट देर आर स्मॉल डिम्पल्स अराउंड वेयर द आयन्स आर सिटिंग. सो दिस इज बिकॉज ऑफ द पोटेंशियल वेल्स विच आर क्रिएटेड बाय द प्रेजेंस ऑफ दीज आयन्स विद इन द बॉक्स इन बिटवीन द बाउंड्रीज. नाउ द पीरियोडिक पोटेंशियल is considered to be a function v of x. V is a function still of v of x. Okay, now in terms of the lattice constant, agar aap ye come back to slide 16, if you look at the, let us say, the first ion, ye like I told you, yahan to apan infinite to draw nahi kar sakte, representation ke purposes ke liye apan ne teen draw kiya hai, but actually speaking you will have a very large number, right? Infinite hai. So, V of x, let us take the first ion. Aap wahan usko V of x maan le, that is at the position x, some position. Wahan se jump karke aap middle wala ion pe aa jayenge, which is, so how much distance have you covered? V of x plus a. But you would see the same potential as you saw when you were standing at the first ion, because all of them are identical. Everything else is identical, so why would there be any difference in the potentials? So in those terms you can write, as we have written on slide number 17, V of x is equal to V of x plus a. So using this type of a periodic potential, Bloch showed that the one dimensional solution for the Schrodinger equation can be written as psi of x is exponential I kx into ukx for a single dimension. Now exponential ikx is nothing but what was it? E raised to I theta. Sine theta plus I cos theta. Now in general you talk about a sinusoidal function. So it is the same thing. It is written a little more generally. That's all. Now to uk of x nahi hai, to ye apna purana free electron model ka solution hi hai. Same thing. But here there is a slight change. By introducing the effect of the ions, or the effect of the ions is introduced through that term uk of x. And the same thing in three dimensions becomes uk of r. X ke jaga you have r. Xi plus yj cap plus zk cap for a radius vector r. So psi k of r is equal to exponential I k dot r into uk of r. Okay, so these two expressions are your Bloch functions, and right, so the theorem just says this, that this periodicity can be represented through the Bloch function, and that modulation effect is taken into consideration. So the they represent these expressions represent the free electron wave which are modulated by the periodicity of the lattice through periodic functions. ये modulation आपने कहाँ सुना है? If you remember your electronics में, right? For transmission of waves over long distances, you modulate them, right? Because you use a carrier wave, and that carrier wave is modulated by whatever wave you want to carry, and so on. So you have amplitude modulation, this thing and all. So क्या हो जाता है कि बेसिक चीज़ के ऊपर आप कुछ सुपर इम्पोज करके उसका एक वो मिल जाता है. द सेम थिंग ओवर हियर. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ गेटिंग वन इवन टाइप ऑफ थिंग, यू गेट समथिंग विच इज मॉड्यूलेटेड बाय द पीरियोडिसिटी, द लैटिस पीरियोडिसिटी विच इज अफेक्टिंग द पोटेंशियल. सो यू के ऑफ एक्स इज फॉर वन डायमेंशन एंड यू के ऑफ आर इज फॉर थ्री डायमेंशंस. सो यू डोंट हैव टू डिराइव दिस और गो इन टू द वेरी फाइनर डिटेल्स ऑफ दिस, because that is quite exhaustive. So now Bloch's theorem gives a method to describe the wave function for periodic solids. It places constraints on psi and therefore also for the values of energy which are possible for the periodic solids. So since the solid is periodic at the atomic scale, a traveling wave solution exponential I k dot r for psi is obtained, and this is modulated by the translational symmetry of the lattice through the function u k of r. By the way, ye k jo hai, if you remember earlier jab apan psi ka solution dekh rahe the, it was given as n pi upon a. So dimensionally k ka kya ho jata hai, it is 1 upon a, 1 upon length. Okay, so this k we will be using later on. So in the Bloch function, uk of r is described by uk of r plus t. Okay, now t kya cheez hai? T is your translational vector which will take us from one lattice point to another, and this we have already seen when we introduced in fact we started this paper in unit 1 PPT. Okay, I have already given that figure. I have just copied that figure over here. Or is figure mein on slide number 19, you have a two-dimensional lattice, an array of points, or vertical direction mein ye planes ke beech ke difference jo hai, that is A, and in the horizontal direction it is B. So to reach, now any lattice point is the same as the other lattice point because this is again infinite. So agar aap एक पॉइंट से दूसरे पॉइंट पे जंप करना चाहते हैं, यहाँ जैसे इस फिगर में दिया है, यू वांट टू, आई नॉट मार्क द पॉइंट्स, लेट अस से वो टी का एरो जहाँ से शुरू होता है और दी वेयर दी एरो हेड इज, यू वांट टू मेक अ जंप. सो यू कैन डू दैट बाय मूविंग वन स्टेप बिलो, दैट इज गोइंग थ्रू अ डिस्टेंस माइनस वन ए इन द वर्टिकल डायरेक्शन, देन टेकिंग टू स्टेप्स टू द राइट और by going 2b. So this is actually t is equal to minus 1a plus 2b. All right, so that brings you to the other point. So this is the translational vector over here, and just like in the case of v, now u also, since this is a very symmetric thing, why would the wave function uk का जो भी वैल्यू एक पर्टिकुलर पॉइंट r पे जो था, अगर r प्राइम वाले पॉइंट पे भी देखेंगे तो बराबर ही होएगा. देर इज नो रीजन फॉर इट टू बी एनी डिफरेंट बिकॉज ऑफ द सिमेट्री ऑफ द क्रिस्टल. सो यू के ऑफ r, सी फ्रॉम द फिगर यू कैन सी यू हैव टू पॉइंट्स r एंड r प्राइम. ओके, यू जंप फ्रॉम r टू r प्राइम, एंड एक्चुअली स्पीकिंग इट इज दिस थिंग, यस, r prime is given by r plus t. So uk of r is the same as uk of r plus t. So uk takes into account the translational symmetry also, and also the fact that at a given point the existence of the ion will make a difference. So this is what it the Bloch's theorem says, that the psi is modulated by the translational symmetry of the lattice. Okay, and so you can go from one lattice point to the other. Now remember, we have, for simplicity's sake, first we took a line lattice Here we are looking at a two-dimensional one. Actually, it is in three dimensions. And so, right, so I will stop this talk over here. And I will also upload the audio for this on your, in your Google Classroom. The PPT is always there. And I'm going to use this approach now. I will be taking live classes every Monday and Tuesday, okay, from 11 to 12. And I will also upload the, the talk and also the audio in the Google Classroom, which you have been using so far, so that if anybody has missed the talk or some connectivity problems or something is there, you can always download that and listen to it and look at it. And in any case, you will need the PPT first, so I'll upload that first, and the next day I will take the I will do the talk for that. All right, so tomorrow I will be uploading your PPT 1F, and next Monday, so tomorrow I will not be taking the live talk. I will be uploading the PPT 1F, and I will take the live class on Monday. Or okay. Tomorrow, anyway, log in at 11 o'clock. So I'll give you the link on your WhatsApp, and we'll see. Okay. So that's it for today. And if you have any doubts, you're free to ask.